Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a woman called Martha and a man called James talking about a TV series called Madison, which is about a doctor who works in a hospital. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hello, Martha. I'm good. Did you watch Madison last night?
I did, yeah. Great, wasn't it? The whole series has been fantastic. The final show was hard to follow, though. There was so much happening.
You did have to concentrate to keep up, for sure.
I wonder if that's why the series is so popular.
Actually, I think the hero, Dr. Madison, is the reason why it's a hit. He's a really unusual person to have as a central character. Sort of brilliant doctor one minute, big kid the next. People find him interesting.
I'm with you on that. I guess the series is about him growing up, accepting he's got to be responsible and follow the rules.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. You could see it as Dr. Madison running away from his problems, not dealing with things.
Except he can't do that forever, can he? In the next series, he's going to have to sort things out.
Well, the series has certainly got us talking, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I learnt a lot from it, too. The personal stories of some of the other characters were fascinating. Watching Dr. Madison work out how to help them was a bit like watching a detective at work. I'd never thought the two jobs could be at all the same before.
I thought as a character he was very amusing, too. I know a lot of people were surprised by that, but I don't see what's so strange about finding a doctor funny. I don't think I'll ever find the time to watch it all again, unfortunately, though I'd love to.
Well, I'm going to buy the box set of the series so I can watch some of the shows whenever I want.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be worth the money.
Now listen again.
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hello, Martha. I'm good. Did you watch Madison last night?
I did, yeah. Great, wasn't it? The whole series has been fantastic. The final show was hard to follow, though. There was so much happening.
You did have to concentrate to keep up, for sure.
I wonder if that's why the series is so popular.
Actually, I think the hero, Dr. Madison, is the reason why it's a hit. He's a really unusual person to have as a central character. Sort of brilliant doctor one minute, big kid the next. People find him interesting.
I'm with you on that. I guess the series is about him growing up, accepting he's got to be responsible and follow the rules.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. You could see it as Dr. Madison running away from his problems, not dealing with things.
Except he can't do that forever, can he? In the next series, he's going to have to sort things out.
Well, the series has certainly got us talking, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I learnt a lot from it, too. The personal stories of some of the other characters were fascinating. Watching Dr. Madison work out how to help them was a bit like watching a detective at work. I'd never thought the two jobs could be at all the same before.
I thought as a character he was very amusing, too. I know a lot of people were surprised by that, but I don't see what's so strange about finding a doctor funny. I don't think I'll ever find the time to watch it all again, unfortunately, though I'd love to.
Well, I'm going to buy the box set of the series so I can watch some of the shows whenever I want.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be worth the money.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.